Let's take not from his body, Shankar used to used to wake up and inform the devotees, the Harish Prabhu, please inquire, where is he, in this way. As in some way. Mukha Sangharsa. If Mahaprabhu is asked to maintain the peace of mind, he please try to forget Krishna. So, peace is the beginning of ecstasy, the bed, or the conception. Peace of our conception is the bed, is the foundation of the structure, not the ecstasy of ananda. And also, and it is the abhas, means what is abhas?
Reflection.
Reflection. Abhas.
Semblance.
The last step. Ananda. The outer coating. Sampadasa. Shanti. Tagat Shanti Ranantaram. That marginal position. By living the association of the undesirable. There we find peace. When the temperature is off the body, fever, uneasiness, and temperature is gone, there we find peace. Ashanti, trouble, pain, off. Then there is possibility of making progress. That is risky. That is risky. So this my mother school said they never venture to approach further. But the desperate, they enter the domain of eternal service. But rendering service, we do not lose, we gain. Want to make an adventure by self-dedication. Self-dedication, by giving, we receive something in the job, especially in the higher sphere, in the noble sphere. As much as we can give, we can get back more than that. Such a soil we shall try to live in and invest our fortune there. Apparently it is to give, serve. So much so as to sell one's own self. But really we become gainer. The remuneration we get in form of love, inner attraction, the charm, we become gainer. To acquire a visa. In the beginning we have to sign as if we are to making some sacrifice for the country we are trying to enter into. But ultimately, after entering there, and you have so much facility, you don't want to come back. Forget the facility of the country. So not unscientific. Adhuk Shaya. Srimad Bhagavatam has expressed this idea, repeated this favorite word about Narayana and Krishna. Adhukshaya, Okkhaya, and the world of experience, sense experience, that is Okkhaya. And Adhukshaya, and the transcendental was that kept the world of experience under, always, below, Adhukshaya. Is Adhukshaya. All the world of your experience has been pushed down by that world. That is another world which has pushed down the world of your experience. That is Adhukshaya, the higher, the nobler world. And your world of experience, that is below. Adhukshaya. Okkhaya. Okkhaya means sense experience. Okkha means indriya. Okkha means I, and in general, all the senses through which we find that we are in the midst of a particular world, through the experience of our senses. And this world of sense experience has been kept down by another world, and that is the world of the Lord, Krishna. That finer world, nobler world. We want our businesses now to have a peep and to have entrance, admission into that world. It is a concrete thing. Concrete thing, our soul can feel it. Soul's eye, soul's ear can have full play in that area. But not this bodily eye, physical ear, etc., touch, etc. So our higher, inner and higher and more efficient self within, that can have a full play there. But that is a land of dedication. In the beginning we have to think and adjust. Dive to this land of death, by which we can live. Die to live. That is the motto, the slogan of that world. Die to live. As much as we can die in the present sense, you will find that you are living so much happily and intensely. But that may be a hoax. But we are already experiencing that this world is a world of hoax. So we do not lose anything. Polite was nine, Jama Chipiche, Krishnanam Bhajaji, Arshab Niche, try to enter in the through the sound aspect of Krishna into his own eternal home. Because what is non-Krishna, that is all false. Arsab Niche. Non-Krishna is falsehood. Polite Patnai, if you avoid, the jaw of death is there to devour you. No other alternative. either go to Krishna to save yourself, but on the other side, there is job, death, is there spread for you. You can't avoid. You can see. You are faced with the concrete fact. The death is there. So march on with the ambition of living in the home of Krishna. And we say, we have got experience, that is your home. So back to God, back to home, back to Godhead. Back to God, back to home. That was an English expression for Bhagavan. Rupert took it. And instead of God, he preferred to use the word of Godhead. Because God has got some relation, pardon, relation with the Christian conception. God means the conception of God as the Christian belief. So Godhead, that was preferably used by Guru Maharaj, Bhagavata. That is the source of such conception of God. And Swami Maharaj preferred that word, and he published back to Godhead. And Godhead means in the conception, in the foundation of the word Godhead, this sort of reasoning. The generally God means the conception of God as it is given in Bible. Generally the attention is drawn towards that. So Godhead, the abstract. The source of the conception of God. Godhead. So back to Godhead. Swayam Bhagavan. Bhagavata. Yaha Bhagavata hite unne Bhagavata. The God characteristic, the root of all God characteristicness. Godhead. The source of all sorts of different God conception. That is Swayam Bhagavan. Godhead. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And that is all sweet. No grandeur. Not only the function of dealing with the criminals and the pious. That is relative position of God. In consideration with this world. But Swayam Bhagavan has got his independent position and jurisdiction and function, pastimes. Swayam Bhagavan. God, the conception of God that has got relativity with this mundane world. That is the function of Him. Most original function He has got, His independence. Going on with His Lila. Annabhav. But the fun is that is very similar to this world. Prakriti. So for the warning, the name has been given of Prakriti. So every possibility that we will find in him this mundane characteristic. So the warning is always given to you, don't think it, don't mistake it for this mundane. It is very similar to mundane, but it is not mundane. Not only not mundane, but this is the highest conception of the most desirable realm. So knowledge has been classified under five heads. Our knowledge, pratyaksha, sense experience, parokkha, the knowledge with recognition, which is not acquired by my own senses, but by the senses of others. Through newspaper I get so many news, this is happening there, this is happening there. And we accept that. Something like that. Pratyaksha parokkha. Experience of others. Then the third is aparoksha. Here we come to the difficulty. What is that? This is specially accepted by Shankara, the highest. That when we are in sound sleep, at that time we cannot ascertain us that we have got an experience. But if we come down from the sound sleep, we awake, then we can feel that I slept very peacefully. Sukamahamasrapsang. Upanishad says, the higher part of the Vedas says so, that we were there and we had some sort of experience of peaceful experience. Otherwise, when we come down from that slumber, deep slumber, how can we say that I had a very good sleep and disturbed sleep? So some sort of conception must have been present there. This is aparoksha. Shankaracharya says, when complete withdrawal from the world of experience of either belonging to us or to others, we can resolve there. In samadhi, that is the end of, highest end of life. And undisturbed and distributed, uncontaminated by the environment, that peace. That is our object of our highest aspiration. Buddha, Shankara, they all recommend, the renunciationists, they cannot but recommend this stage to be the highest. But successfully, the modern opposition came from Ramanuja first, and skillfully showed. He gave about the Adhokshaya. There is fourth stage, Turiya. Turiya means Turiya fourth stage. This is third stage, but we can pierce through, pass through that stage and find, have experience of another stage, that is Adhokshaya. And how? Now we shall have an objective position there. We can enter as an object into a higher subjective area. We have to understand this. Then we can be free from this Sahajism. This Hiranyagarbha and others fell prey to that Sahajism. It is super subjective, and we can have experience of that one as an object. Super consciousness, the other side of Brahma Loka, the Turiya, its nature is, it is all subjective. Vaikunthe prasiddhadi sakuli chinmoy. This Vaikunthe area, the Adokshara area, they are all conscious, and not only conscious, conscious of our type. We are lower type consciousness, tatastha jiva, and that is sarup shakti consciousness, higher quality consciousness, and we have to enter there. Only if we can secure a job there, then we are getting admission for the interest of that domain. So dasya, from santarasa, dasya, next to dasya. If we can secure some service there, then we are allowed to enter that domain. That is all higher stuff made. Prithivi, that the earth, the air, water, everything is there, but they are made of conscious stuff. Consciousness, not this mundane. And higher consciousness than we ourselves are made of. Soul. Soul consciousness, that higher consciousness, that's why. So it is not a very easy thing to enter there. Fully conscious of the fact, we shall mould ourselves, then how we shall prepare ourselves, that we shall just as here, when any necessity of service, invites me to put my foot on the throne of the Lord. The throne is there, duties are there. But if any service dress with mukut Krishna or anything on the ceiling of this throne, to serve, suppose any this makarsaki, porcupine, what is that? Some service is necessary, that I must put my foot on the throne and remove that difficulty. Then what should we do? We have to pose in such a way that we have to go there and to do the service and come back and then honor the throne, and then we shall find. So the very soil is venerable, and we have to enter there. Why? Only for the cause of service to the Lord. We are allowed. This should be the temperament of entering into Vaikuntha. It is not a very easy thing. The subject, super subject, comes down to touch the subject. Suppose there is an insect, an ant. I can touch it. But if I take the finger, the ant, it is not easy for the ant to touch me, to get my touch. I can easily touch an worm, an insect, but it is not very easy to have my touch for them. So higher subject can come down to give his touch to the lower subject, subjective existence. But it is difficult for the lower subjective party to have touch of the higher. So only seva, service, can give us facility to enter that domain. Service. So die to live. Hegel Sahib is a very good man. He has supplied the basis, very strong basis. So your enjoying aspect must have to go You have to bid goodbye to your exploiting temperament forever. And the serving aspect of you are within, and it will feel in that side quite natural. That aspect is within us. Who can work in that side? That is within us. They are very happy when they get some service. And for that, as much as intense desire within the service, he can move there freely. Only for service, rendering service. No exploitation. All service and no exploitation. Who had that?
Nambula.
Okay.
I'm Ketu Maharaj.
Maharaj. Mani bhute tahi janma nahi par. All the materials, sediments in Vaikuntha, they are all made of contrast. Soul production, super soul production. This mundane thing cannot have their bath in that domain. Subtle can enter into the gross, but gross cannot enter into subtle. The electricity can pass through everything, but earth cannot pass through electricity. Aganta or materials.
So aparoksha means something automatic. Automatic but not recognizing the source.
Because no power of assertion can be retained there. Neither exploitation nor service to be exploited, dedication between the two, this marginal plane. And that is again divided into two, Viraja and Brahmaloka. Lower side is Viraja, the Bhajya Prakriti. And the upper side is Brahmaloka. Viraja is the last point of Prakriti. And Brahmaloka is the beginning of the Vaikuntha. Buddhist school, they merge in, they are nirvana in Viraja, in the last bhaj of Prakriti. They have no faith of any conscious substance. But Shankara school say, they admit a background of consciousness all around. So they are Brahmanidbhan. They enter into conscious area and when they are finished, loses their individuality there. Cannot keep their individual characteristic there. But here, those sadhu that have got sukriti of higher type, they pass through Brahmaloka, but they don't lose their individuality there. Viraja Brahmaloka bhedi parabhum pai. Upujya bhare lata brahmanda bhedi jai. Viraja Brahmaloka bhedi parabhum pai. Tabe jai tadupari guru. It depends on the nature of the sukriti that Krishna Bhakta comes to preach here, and if we can acquire some sukriti in their connection, the progress won't stop in Viraja or Brahmaloka. It will pass through that marginal position. The visa is there already. Already some visa in any form there. So the passport only takes to the buffer area. Buffer area. there's some sort of visa, probability of acquiring visa must be there, so they can, they do not lose their progress there and go to take visa passing the no man's land. Because they, what they acquired, the seed of progress, therein that Goloka or Vaikuntha conception in subtle form is there. Sukati, nature of Sukati. The mantram, the naam, the quality of confidence in naam. Mayavadi, they also take name, but that is all material. But those that get name through the form of that name, some sort of knowledge and the surface that Vaikuntha, like homeopathy medicine in the name, that helps him. What sort of guru he has got, the sound. Sound is the external aspect, this physical sound. But internally, what is deposited there in the sound? So imitation sound don't do anything, can't produce anything. So Sadguru is necessary. We must take mantram, name, from a real, from the real party, not from a bogus party. So that will help me to pass through that Viraya Brahmaro and even Parabhom. Even Parabhom. We will be taken to different stations in Parabhom, giving some sort of satisfaction for a few days, giving some dissatisfaction and earnest necessity we feel to go out. In this way, Sanatana Goswami has shown the line of progress, what we are expected to do in Parabhom, until and unless we reach the Goloka, Krishna Loka, a man who has got Krishna Mantra here, he can't be satisfied anywhere. But when he reaches Braja, oh, this is my home. This is the place for which I was earnestly searching for. This plane, this soil, very, very congenial. This is my home, he will say. Well, clever devotee, he will never venture to say that I am there. I have got that within my fist. And when the fist will be opened, there's something matter. This is far, far more independent. The soil is higher than I myself, made up of the stuff. I am myself is constructed by some sort of stuff. But where I shall have to go to start, that is more and more valuable and higher concept. It is impossible. So the Mayavadi is there, beating drums for emancipation, liberation of the... And the Krishna says, one gets me in the beginning, does not disclose that that is my domain, my different layers in my domain, all considered as he himself. Acharyam man vijaniyam. You know your Acharya Guru as myself. This is approximate. That those, my, that domain is almost myself, identical with me. They are as pure, they are as fine, as desirable as myself. Sarup Shakti, Yapa. The Sarup Shakti is included in himself. And in this way it has been preached in the Vedas in many places. The whole Sarup Shakti is the Man Saranam Vraja. Sarvadharmam Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. Mam means enter my domain, not enter his body. So, in a general way, the whole Sarup Shakti has been represented by himself in many places. Brahma, Parabrahma, Vasudeva, then Narayana. This way, the clear and further subtler conception is growing. Iti chamsa kalatmusa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Kapujalaragavata gaudhava bhangi So, humility is our capital there. As much as I say, no, this, I have no hold here. I am no one here. I am fully at their grace, you are adored. Wherever you go to yourself, no, this is my position. You will thrust down. That is the journey. Then again, there is some yogamaya vivam. That is another thing. But the general tenor of life that we have nowhere, no right, no position, it is only by their sweet will that I can move and live here. Depends on the sweet will. The position of a slave, the master can make or mar. The position of a slave. And as much as I shall realize my position to be a slave, I'll be so much adored there. And opposite is dangerous. Okay? Janada Vishuni Chena Tarura Vishwishnana Amanina Manadina Kitanya Salari. No prospect promised. Rather, we are asked to be all negative, all abnegation, no assertion of any right. Tirada Vishuni, think yourself lower than the grass, your position. Taruru Vishwishnana. There is another Vishwanich, a blade of grass is very soft, does not get any opposition, does not give any opposition to anyone. Blade of grass. Any pressure, going down. No opposition. Still, any aggression comes to you, pose as the tree. It is cut down, still it does not take any spirit of retaliation. Rather, it is giving the shadow, the man who is cutting it. Taruru Vishwishnuna, more than a tree. Prepare yourself to be for bearing. It is not an easy thing, but the how to take the name, the process is recommended such way. Tanadavi Sunis, non opposing Sunist, Tarupi Shaishnu, for bearing to the highest, Amani Manada. Don't want any respect, any recognition. Don't demand any recognition, but give recognition to all around you. With this attitude, you can retire from the present circumstance very easily. If you can really have such a posing, then the present environment can't continue its position over you any longer. And your thread will be the name divine. Take the name and don't disconnect. Allow yourself to be disconnected. But your attitude will be this. So in no time you will be able to avoid the present circumstances, to make yourself free from all the past dues you have incurred in while traveling in this world of magnetic energy. Amanina manodina kirtanina sadahari. This is the general recommendation. Then there is special. For the service of the higher Vaishnava, then you can apply yourself, use yourself in his favor, as he likes you to do. That is a special sanction. General law is this, and the special law that if any agent comes from higher domain, and he recommends any special prescription for you, you can take that. That patent medicine. General prescription is this, and the patent may come for you particularly from any higher agency. But the Vaishnava, you have this will add to your progress. Whatever you have, that use for the service of the Vaishnava, if you find anyone here. Krodh bhakta desijane, madha krishna gunagane, kham krishna karmatpane, jat karusi jadasnasi, tat krishna madatpane. In your lower stage, you may take to this policy. General, and in higher stage, if you meet any real devotee, his instruction to be applied in particular case. The Nādavi Sunijana is a general case for all. But particular case may come to us from the direction of the Vaishnava, to be him unconditionally, surrender. That is another thing. Hanuman is killing so many demons, but he is a pure devotee.